With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. At a news conference on Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there's enough GOP support to pass the funding bill without any Democratic help.
We'll have the votes. We're going to pass the CR. We can do it on our own. But what I'm saying is Democrats ought to do the responsible thing, follow their own advice in every previous scenario, and keep the government open. It's their choice.
To keep the lights on, Speaker Mike Johnson has to pull off a feat again, uniting his fractious, razor-thin majority. Republicans have touted the stopgap as clean, but Democrats argue the measure's anything but, hammering away at what they say will be cuts to health care, nutritional assistance, and veterans' benefits. The Trump administration will immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and resume intelligence sharing following talks today in Saudi Arabia. BBC correspondent Tom Bateman touches on the agreement's high points.
The first is about the proposal for a ceasefire itself, because what we had been hearing in the run-up to these discussions was the idea of a Ukrainian proposition for a limited, partial, early truce. But what we're seeing in this statement is what's described as an American proposal and something much broader, basically a complete ceasefire to the war. But of course, the key point is it has to be taken to the Russians. And the other really important thing in this, of course, is that the United States, it says, will immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to Ukraine.
In a joint statement released following a lengthy day of talks between the Ukraine and the United States in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine also said it was open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 478 points, the Nasdaq dropped 32. This is SRN News. On Monday, we met Daniel Gerasi, CEO and founder of the Christian Emergency Response Network called United in Crisis. His organization helps empower churches nationwide to train volunteers how to serve others in natural disasters. SRN News correspondent Lori Tradup asked him if the recent failures of agencies like FEMA show the importance of his group's mission.
How does this underscore the need for the church to do what the church is meant to do and us not to rely on the government?
Great, great point. You know, in some ways, I'm somewhat glad that the government is failing, because really, if you look back in history, the church owned this mountain 100%, where the Christian community worked together to become the Good Samaritan of that community.
He adds that United in Crisis is a rallying cry for the global church and all Christians to rise up and demonstrate Christ's love. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street ended lower after careening from a small gain to 10% below its record. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% after falling as much as 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.1%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Gains for Tesla and other influential stocks muted the losses. President Trump said he would double his planned tariffs on steel and aluminum for Canada. It was a retaliation that prompted the provincial government of Ontario to back down on its planned surcharges on electricity sold to the U.S. The Dow was down 478 points to finish at 41,433. The NASDAQ lost 32 to 17,436. The S&P 500 dropped 42 points to 5,572. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.